Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. That's a good one. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
Public accountant Laura Freeman Williams. Now you can call her at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. For all your tax and accounting needs, call certified public accountant Laura Freeman Williams. 770-732-0244. Now, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. I know you're going to want to call into the show today. I got a great show for you today. And so kick that number in, lock it into your phone, and dial in to the show. Now, thanks to all of you that are listening to my show via the Internet. If you are online on my show, on my show page, there's an icon in the middle of the show page that says "Follow this show." Click on that icon, and it will take you to a screen that says if you want to follow the show via email or via text message to your phone. Either way, you can follow the show that way. That way, about a half hour before the show starts, you'll get an email or you'll get a text message. Whatever you set up, and it'll let you know that I'm having a show, give you some of my show notes, and so forth. That way, you'll never miss an episode if you don't want to, okay? And thanks to those that are listening via cell phone. I appreciate that as well. And I just appreciate all you guys for the tremendous, what do you call it? What am I trying to say? I'm trying to find a word for. Oh, thank you all for your loyalty to the show, and because if it wasn't for you listening to the show, being loyal to the show, I wouldn't be here. Okay, I really wouldn't. I probably wouldn't do the show if it wasn't for you, of course. All right. Now, today's show, again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, I promote this show on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at 82AstrosAlumni. That's Twitter at the number 82AstrosAlumni. So you can follow me on Twitter right there. You can also follow me on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go to your Facebook account, click in the search box at the top of the page, and you can put in 1982 Astros Alumni. If you type that in, then you can send a friend request to the show. I'll see that, and I'll confirm you as a friend for the show. And there you'll be able to see show notes of the show, and you'll be able to get show notes and reminders daily about a half hour before the show starts on your Facebook that I'm having a show. Okay? And you can also follow me on Facebook you can type in my name in the search box, Franklin Williams. Type in Franklin Williams, and I should come up there, and you can click on me and send me a friend request, and I'll confirm you as a friend, and voila, you can get show notes on my page as well. All right, so that's my promotion for today. Now, also, the show today is we're going to talk about reality shows and why the reality shows are so popular with today's audience, okay? I don't know why there are all of a sudden tons and tons of reality shows on TV right now, and I'm wondering, how do they make it? Why do we watch the reality shows? I mean, I'm not wondering that. I know why they're so popular. I know why they keep popping up here and there, and I know why we watch them, and that's what I want to discuss with you guys today. And if you want to call and weigh in on the subject, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, that would be a long-distance call on your phone, but all cell phone carriers now, all cell phones now have, free long distance, calling anywhere in the United States. So you can call that number and be rest assured that you won't get charged for it if you have free long distance on your cell. So call into the show. You can call into the show. You don't have to talk about what the subject of the show. You don't have to talk about anything you don't want to. You can call in and just say hello to me, or say, hey, Frank, this is Bob Dylan, and I just wanted to call into your show just to see how this thing works. I don't mind that as well. If you are on the internet listening to the show, and you're on my show page, down in the right hand corner, there's a message box down there where you can type in, send me a message. You can send me a message through that message box, and you can let me know how you like the show, how you don't like the show, something you want to hear on the show, or someone you'd like to hear on the show, or a topic that you'd like to hear on the show, what have you. And I'll try to accommodate you as best I can. You can ask anyone that listens to the show if they've ever been on the show, or if they've ever called into the show, or what have you. that I try to make things as pleasant as I can for people that call into the show. So don't be afraid. Call into the show. Don't think about you talking in front of a lot of people or anything like that. Just call into the show and talk to me. You'll be one-on-one with Frank Williams. All right? Now, reality shows, why are they so popular with us today? Or why are these networks picking up these reality shows? Now, I can tell you that I have a media background. I'm a professional videographer. I also dabble a little bit with pictures, with still pictures. I like to take pictures. I like to take pictures of other people doing different things. I like to take nature pictures and things like that. So if you want to take some pictures, you want to take maybe some family shots or some single shots or whatever, let me know. Send me a message. Let me know, and I can get that done for you and get some tremendous prints out to you and everything like that. So let me know. Anyway, media. In the media, and why are these big networks picking up these reality shows? I have an idea for a reality show myself. I'm not going to put it out there right now, but I'm working on an idea for a reality show myself that I can shoot myself. And if someone big wants to grab it, they can shoot it. You know, I just have the concept and the idea and the title that I'm working at that I have in mind right now. Okay. Now these are just some reality shows that I picked out. Maybe not picked out, but I have a list of some reality shows that are up and going right now. And some of those shows are very popular. And the reason they're so popular is because, let's take one for instance. One that I don't mind saying, I kind of like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I kind of like that. I know a lot of people don't like the Kardashians, but I kind of like the Kardashians. I feel like, especially the mom. I think she's really down to earth. I think she's a real go getter, and I kind of like what she brings to the show. I don't think that the girls are all that, especially not the Kim Kardashian, the one that was had a 1 week marriage to this basketball player and was sleeping around with all these different guys. Don't really like her. Khloe, the one that's married to, I think Khloe is the one that's married to Lamar Odom, the basketball player. She's actually starting to take some type of fertility drugs, and I think she's wanting to have a baby, but I didn't know that she was on the edge that much as far as not being able to have one on her own without the assist of fertility drugs. But anyway, like I said, you take the Kardashians, for instance, that show. The reason that show was so popular when it first came on was because I know a lot of people didn't know the Kardashians or whatever, but I think they got famous from their dad. Their dad died a few years ago from cancer, but he was a big time attorney, and he made a lot of money as a lawyer, and he was actually one of the attorneys that was right next to what's the guy's name that did the OJ trial? I can't think of his name right now. I can see his face. Johnny Cochran. Johnny Cochran. He was right there hand in hand with Johnny Cochran when they were defending OJ Simpson. So those guys made a lot of money right there. Not only through OJ Simpson, but they also made money afterwards from books, appearances, all kinds of stuff like that. So a lot of people know the Kardashians through him, okay? But they've got a lot of money. I mean, these girls and mom and everything, they're worth like $300 million. They got a lot of money. And so you take a show like the Kardashians, a reality show like the Kardashians, and what it is, the reason that you guys grab a hold of those kind of shows is because you want to see how they're living. You want to see what they see every day. You want to know what kind of life they live daily, or what do they do every day. And as far as, you know, I'd like to know what do they do to make money. How did they get their $300 million? That's my thing. That's what I'd like to see, is how did they get their $300 million? How did they get so popular amongst their reality shows? And I think when one of the girls like Kim Kardashian, when she was wrapped up into this what's Brandy's brother named Ray J, when her and Ray J made this sex tape and it got out there on the internet, everybody was going and looking at that thing. I don't know how many hits it got. I'm sure millions of hits, but everyone was going to look at that. So that, I believe, and that was a few years ago, and that kind of pushed them out there in the spotlight. All the time, when there's drama, when there's sex, or when there's nudity, and, you know, things like that, that grabs a hold of your attention. That grabs your attention. And then by them being celebrities, then that grabs your attention. Now they got a new reality show out there called Mrs. Eastwood. This is Clint Eastwood's family. Now they aren't known out there like the Kardashians right now. Their show doesn't have a lot of drama in it. Their show doesn't have a lot of negativity in it. That's something that they're going to have to realize, that they're going to have to put in this show. Now, Mrs. Eastwood is a show about the wife and her family life. But, you know, if you ever watch that show, you never see Clint Eastwood. Now, Clint Eastwood is the star, the one that, you know, that you want to see. That's the person you want to see on TV, and how he lives outside of the movies, and what is he doing his daily life. That's what you want to see, not his wife. Okay, so if, you know, and if you did watch the show with his wife, you want to see some drama. You want to see some kind of sex, or maybe not sex, but, you know, skimpy clothes and, you know, some drama going on, somebody fighting or something like that, like the, you know, the Basketball Wives. The Basketball Wives is probably one of the worst shows, reality shows, out there. It's just simply amazing what happens on that show. There's so much drama with that show, and these girls are fighting, these grown women now, are fighting, throwing bottles, hitting each, you know, throwing drinks on each other. And that's what sells. That's what you want to see. So that's, you know, that's what happens out there. That's what happened with the reality shows, and that's why they're so popular. Now, if you want to call in the show and throw your 2 cents in or your 15 cents in on the show and talk about this, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, also, that's why these shows are so popular, because now when I know Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston, they had a show out for a minute, and their show didn't have any drama. I mean, you wanted to see Bobby, you wanted to see Whitney, you wanted to see them in their natural surroundings and doing the things that they do every day, and you wanted to know what they did every day, and you wanted to know how they live. You wanted to see inside their mansion, and you wanted to see the cars they drive, all this type of stuff. That's what you're intrigued about. That's what people are intrigued about, is how they live. You know the stars, and you see them singing on TV and this and that, but you want to know how they live. So that's why these reality shows are so popular. It's exactly why they're so popular, because that's what you want to see. But Bobby and Whitney show didn't make it. Okay, another show that I hadn't seen in a while that they probably have taken off TV was the Braxtons, Toni Braxton's show with her sisters and her mom and stuff like that. Now their show was the same way, no drama. They had a little drama in there, but nothing like, you know, some stuff that, like, the Basketball Wives have on it. And another show, T.I. and Tiny. I mean, their show, I don't think it's going to make it either, because no drama, you know. It needs some drama, some sex involved somewhere, so people have something to talk about. But without drama, just showing, you know, T.I.'s thing, you know, he going to schools and showing, you know, having a play with he and Tiny with his kids. I mean, that's a good thing, and that's what you do for the community, but that's not something that people want to see on TV. They want to see T.I. hanging out. They want to see he and Tiny have some type of drama with somebody, or Tiny having drama with somebody. But T.I. wants to put a different spin on it. He wants to have a positive impact. But you know what? That isn't what you want to see. That isn't what the audience, people sitting out there in front of their TVs, that isn't what they want to see. So they'll you know, you'll be like, let me find something else to watch. And you'll turn it in a heartbeat. Now you got some cooking shows, you know, people that cook, chefs and things that cook. Although I love to cook, my problem is with the cooking show, I'd rather you say, hey, just go to this site and I'll put up my recipes. Now, I you know, as far as watching a cooking show, that's pretty tough. You know, I couldn't watch a cooking show for an hour. Or, I could maybe watch it for about 15 minutes if there was something there that they were cooking that I was interested in. And that's what they're trying to grab a hold of, these cooking shows. They're trying to grab a hold of what you want to see on a cooking show. And it's just, cooking shows is such a big topic, and so many things out there that you can't nail it down to one thing that people will watch it for. You can't nail it down to something like, we're going to do a turkey, you know, and that's something that maybe they might grab hold of, is that on a certain time of the month when there's a holiday coming in, like Memorial Day, then you might want to, a couple of days before Memorial Day, maybe they'll put some shows up about, you know, cooking ribs outside on the grill, how to prepare your ribs, how to start your charcoal, things like that. Because although that may sound simple, how to start your charcoal, that's really a gigantic part of grilling. That's a gigantic part of grilling with charcoal. And you know this from experience, that you've been to someone's house, you've been to someone's cookout, anytime you've been to a cooking thing, you know, outdoors, and you tasted some food and it tasted like more like the charcoal fluid. You tasted it. That's because they didn't prepare their charcoals right before they started cooking. That's a huge thing about cooking outdoors on the grill with charcoal. So that's not anything to spew about. Now you got these. Then you got another reality show about cars. I watched a show in Florida about cars. It's called 101 Cars You Must Drive. That's pretty good for people like me that love cars, but someone else out there that don't really like cars, and there's not a lot of people out there that are really into cars. There's a lot of people out there that are into cars, but when you put it against the entire population in the United States, it's not a lot of people out there that like cars, especially the females. A lot of females, all they want to do is get in the car and drive it. They want the car to get them from A to B. They aren't really concerned with what type of car. Now, they want the car to be clean and stuff like that. They may want to ride in a Mercedes or a Lexus or something like that. That's another topic. But, you know, they aren't really interested in the car. They ain't interested in the size of the engine and what type of brakes are on it what type of, turbo it's got on it or whatever, okay? So that wouldn't impress women. So there's a problem with some of the reality shows and the reason why they aren't making it, because they don't have the drama and the sex and the showing the skin and that's what people want to see, sex, skin, and they want drama. You know, in there. So that's what I wanted to talk about these reality shows is, and that's the reason that they're so popular. Now, tomorrow, join me in about 23 and a half hours, because tomorrow we're going to get into the Jerry Sandusky trial. Jerry Sandusky is the Penn State coach who's been on trial all this week for allegedly sexually abusing young boys. So we're gonna do a little bit on the Sandusky trial on tomorrow. And on Thursday is gonna be huge. Friday is gonna be real big, because Friday is Free Fall Friday. All the lines will be open for you guys to call in on Friday and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You don't have to listen to my voice the whole show. So I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Love you guys long time. Take care of yourselves. I hope you have a great evening. I'm going to have a great evening. Getting ready to settle down with my family, and we're going to watch the game tonight. But we're going to have a great evening. Hope you guys do the same. Be careful. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank, over and out.